future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. So coming live from Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Well, actually, once again, we are at St. Catherine's Dock in the crypto crib, live from the kitchen. At the time now was 10 minutes to 11 in the evening. We've had a jam-packed day here at SVK Crypto. And we always make time for the podcast like we do. We deliver each and every day. So that's what we're doing right now. And here's what we're going to be talking about. Number one, EU authorities shut down Bitcoin transaction Mixer. We're going to be discussing what's been going down there. Number two, Coinbase now lets merchants accept payments in USDC stablecoin. What this is going to mean for the space. And we're going to also be discussing Switzerland 6 stock exchange is working on a Swiss franc stablecoin. And one of the other big stories that's been circling today, we're going to be talking about Block One's recent buyback and what this means for not only Block One, but the entire space. So let's get down to business and let's jump into the show. So let's kick things off in traditional SVK crypto style and let's get right down to business. So EU authorities shut down Bitcoin transaction Mixer. The Dutch Financial Crime Investigative Services have seized the website of a Bitcoin transaction Mixer in a crackdown involving Europol and other authorities, calling it the first law enforcement action of its kind against such a cryptocurrency Mixer service. Europol said in a statement today that the seizure of bestmixer.io followed an investigation that began last summer. As part of the move, police seized 6 servers based in Luxembourg and the Netherlands. Coin mixers, or tumblers, like bestmixer.io, works by pooling funds together and creating a web of new transactions in an effort to obfuscate their original source. Typically, a coin mixer uses a fee on top of the funds they send in, receiving back their money from a wholly new address. Europol alleged that money, or much of the money that passed through bestmixer.io, had a criminal origin or destination, contending that in these cases, the mixer was probably used to conceal and launder criminal flows of money. The agency said that in the service, which launched in May 2018, mixed approximately 27,000 bitcoins. Today's best mixer seizure shows an increase in law enforcement activities on pure crypto-to-crypto services, said David Chavans, CipherTrace CEO. This follows on the heels of the European AMLD5 regulations and the views expressed by US FinCEN that crypto-to-crypto services are considered to be money services businesses and must comply with those regulations. This is the first public seizure of a Bitcoin mixer service and shows us that not only are they a dark marketplaces subject to criminal enforcement, but other services as well. Europol's statement suggests that the investigation is complete and authorities intend to follow up on the information gleaned from this week's server seizures. The Dutch FIOD has gathered information on all interactions on this platform in the last year. This includes IP addresses, transaction details, Bitcoin addresses, and chat messages, the agency said. This information will now be analyzed by the FIOD in cooperation with Europol, and intelligence packages will be shared with other countries. BestMixer has blatantly advertised money laundering services and falsely claimed to be domiciled in Krakow, where they claimed it was a legal service. The reality is they were operating in Europe and service customers for many countries around the world. So it's interesting that we're seeing more of a crackdown between crypto to crypto. Now, is this a move to protect consumers or is this the move to stop the innovation that's happening there by regulators who don't have control over crypto to crypto transactions? Is this because they can't control what's going on, or is this because they're trying to protect the retail customer? So, I mean, with that in mind, you have to really think about, you know, what they're saying as well with regards to, oh, it's all illegal money. Well, they can't really prove that. So that's a statement they can throw out there, but it's tricky to prove, especially with, I mean, Bitcoin's easy to trace, right? But it's, unless it's being used, like unless you're buying illicit items off dark marketplace websites and you're just keeping them in, let's say you're just keeping it in your wallet, how do you know that's been linked to criminal activities? Like, how do you know? And I guess a lot of people who use that service, maybe just wanted to switch up their address. Or, you know, I'm sure there were some good actors there. It wasn't all seedy, you know what I mean? And I think that needs to be made clear as well, because this is like being able to change up your wallet address is key. Now, yes, it can be used for criminal activities, but also it's pretty key just to have access to generally. So, you know, it's an interesting one. Is it just because of regulation, or is there something else to the story? So let's discuss number two. Coinbase now lets merchants accept payments in USDC stablecoin. So Coinbase Commerce, the cryptocurrencies exchange's payment merchant, has just started offering support for the dollar peg stablecoin USD coin, USDC. The development means businesses can now receive payments in USDC from customers in minutes with zero transaction fees and no chargebacks, Coinbase announced in a blog post on Monday. Unlike accepting credit card payments, merchants can accept USD coin without geographically limitations or the need for a traditional bank account, the firm said. Coinbase Commerce was launched in February 2018 and offers support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ether, and Litecoin, alongside the new USDC. Initially integrated with e-commerce platform Shopify, Coinbase Commerce has later rolled out a plugin for WooCommerce too. At the time, Coinbase said that WooCommerce provides the payments infrastructure for more than 28% of all web stores. USDC was later launched late last year by crypto finance startup Circle and Coinbase. Earlier this month, Coinbase expanded crypto-to-crypto trading in the stablecoin to 85 countries. For new customers in countries like Argentina and Uzbekistan, where consumers' prices are expected to inflate by 10 to 20% in 2020, stablecoins like USDC could provide an opportunity to protect against inflation, it said, at this current point in time. I completely agree with that. And I think that having on-ramps and having access to stable products is really key. I think we saw a massive hype on this last year, like a massive hype trade. And you have to think as well, like how many stable coins can there be? I really foresee that there'll be, you know, maybe a couple, but I don't really foresee there being hundreds of stable coins. Yes, you'll have your stable coin for the Great British Pound, for the US dollar, for yen, for euro. Sure. But you'll have a few players who have all the liquidity in the market. Like, and if we look back at Tether, Tether's been very successful because everyone uses it. It has great liquidity. You know you can trade in and out of Tether, right? But a lot of these stable coins, the new ones out there, don't have that. Now, Coinbase doesn't have that issue because Coinbase will provide the liquidity for USDC. But I think it's really interesting now that we're seeing a lot more hype towards stable coins, which brings us on to our next story. So Switzerland's six stock exchanges is working on a Swiss franc stablecoin. So six, the Swiss National Stock Exchange Group is working on creating its own stablecoin, a cryptocurrency pegged to the Swiss franc, to facilitate transactions on the sixth digital exchange, the SDX. So a spokesperson for SIX confirms the above. Yes, we're currently working on a CHF stablecoin, so Swiss franc. SIX could not provide any further details on whether the Swiss franc-backed coins would be for private use within the SDX, like JP Morgan Chase's feted JPM coin, or existed publicly like the universal stablecoins used to trade crypto and exchanges. Within SDX, a fiat-backed token could be used to help perform tasks such as atomic swaps or tokenized securities and other assets on the blockchain. So from the perspective of financial markets infrastructure, SIX is clearly emerging as a trailblazer in the crypto space. In July of last year, SIX said SDX would be operational in the second half of 2019. Starting by tokenizing stocks and bonds and then moving to explore digital versions of other physical assets like fine art. SDX is also focusing on so-called security token offerings, STOs, with the exchange's chairman suggesting SIX might even raise some funds via an STO itself. Interesting, because you would have thought they were well-funded. The crypto innovation being driven by SIX and SDX seems to be gravitational pull on other digital asset platforms. So this is really interesting because what we're starting to see, and you saw this with the regulations, you see smaller countries like Malta with smaller regulatory bodies moving quick because they can, because they're a smaller team and they can literally walk down the hall and speak to the other department. When you have someone like the FCA, which is a huge regulatory body with offices all over England and especially London, it's not that easy to talk to a member of staff there. Like, they're not just down the hallway. They could be in a different building altogether. So they're a little bit slower. And it's the same here with the exchanges. the Swiss exchange isn't as big as the New York Stock Exchange or the London Exchange, or the London Stock Exchange, sorry. But what they'll be is smaller, so they can move quicker. And then that picks up the attention of the other big exchanges out there who will then deploy capital to catch up with what's going on. So I think this is really, really interesting. And I think it's great to see. And guess what? It's soon to come to the other big exchanges out there as well. So there's a story that broke out today regarding Block One, the creators of the EOS.io protocol. Block One are a software company. Now, Block One have just released a buyback. Now, the cryptocurrency startup will return as much as 6,567% to its earliest investors in less than 3 years. That translates into $6.6 million for a $100,000 stake. A stunning result any time, but especially in a market that crashed in 2018. Now, Block One stands out because of the scope of its ambitions and size of its balance sheet. It raised about $4 billion in the biggest sale of digital tokens. The promise is to help produce key building blocks for new secure versions of EOS.io software. But within this sale, what's really key is they're offering the investors who got in early, so the likes of Peter Thiel, Alan Howard, Lewis Bacon, to name a few, the opportunity to sell out. What this story does not say is if they did or didn't. They may want to stay. But Brendan Blumer on social media, on Telegram, has been talking about basically making room for new investors without unnecessarily inflating the balance sheet. So this is really interesting and really key, because what we're going to start to see, well, my prediction in the future, is more and more VCs coming into the space. And what Block One did really well is they had a strategic round with some of the most famous and well-respected investors in the space. So the fact that they're offering to buy them out right now, I think, is really interesting. And it's definitely going to get the interest of other big investors out there to not only look at Block One, but to look at the entire blockchain space. So what they've done here is really helpful for everyone in the blockchain community. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention as always. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Hit us up on Telegram, @SVK_crowd. If you have an EOS project and you want to bring it to our attention, feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.